It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food and food culture. This is the second year for a New Hampshire program that brings the farm share model to fish. Joining me with an update on New Hampshire community seafood is David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org, and talks with us most weeks on All Things Considered. Hi there.
Hi there.
This program launched last year in the Seacoast, Manchester, and Tilton. Now it's expanding to, among other places, your area, Nashua. That sounds like a sign of success.
I think it is, and it's CSA is the Community Supported Agriculture, your local farm. That's been around for a while, and it's gotten quite mature. It's gone from being the weirdo hippies in Wilton to being a mainstream thing in about the last 10 years. So having it expand to seafood, I thought was a great idea.
And not just to seafood, but local seafood. They're trying to highlight some of the local fish that don't always get a lot of attention.
Yeah, from the geeky point of view, frankly, the species aspect is kind of interesting. Obviously, we all know that the oceans are being grotesquely overfished. Cod is sort of the classic example of a fish that was, you know, you could practically walk across the water. There were so many cod in back in colonial days, and now they have trouble finding it. So I, like many people, have been sort of felt guilty when buying any seafood at the supermarket because I was afraid I was doing something bad to the ocean. So this is part of the appeal of this, is a way to have seafood while minimizing, shall we say, your effect on the environment out in the ocean.
The fishing industry has been largely critical of those catch share limits set up to prevent the overfishing. I found it interesting in your column that one of the founders of this project said this model works better under catch share limits.
It was described as kind of like a cap and share for fishing, and the cap and share that's used for pollution, for carbon pollution, in which basically there's a total cap, and anybody who's participating in the program can share how much of it they use. They can sell the rights, they can trade them, they can use more this period and less that period. And so the fishermen are doing it. So there's about 30-something total fishermen involved, and about 16, 18 of them, I believe, are actively fishing under this particular season. And so it gives them the flexibility, which is what you need when you're a single, small day boat. They're not one of these big trawlers that's out there and stays out for a week at a time and catches lots of fish and keeps it frozen at sea. These are the equivalent of your local farm. And you will go in and they will, when you order your seafood, it will, just like when you order other stuff, it'll talk about farms. When you order your seafood, it'll talk about this was, you know, caught yesterday by local fishermen, including so-and-so. And there are even plans for having it as specific as you know, they'll give you like a QR code, one of those things you look at with your smartphone. And if it's set up properly, it'll show you where the fish on your plate was caught. So you can get a little like Google map and it'll show you, you know, it's 20 miles off Star Island, caught yesterday by this guy. And you can click on it and see a picture of the fisherman in his boat. And that, of course, that's the other benefit of this, is it's not only gets you fresh seafood, which is nice, and seafood that is not going to be doing as much harm to the ecosystem, but you're also supporting small businessmen. And by the way, they are all male. I'm not just using that term. At least the ones participating this season are all fishermen, who are really important for our seacoast, not only economically, but almost from a culture point of view. I mean, a working port is radically different from one that's just set up for us tourists. And it makes all the difference in the world, but they can't stay a working port if they're being put out of business by the giant fishing fleets from Japan or wherever they're from. So we're helping them stay there, which is helping the port stay, which is helping the Hampshire seacoast stay interesting as well as economically viable, and we get good fish.
Basically, everybody's connected to everybody.
Everybody's connected to everybody. We all join hands and sing Kumbaya and then have dinner.
Beautiful. David, thanks so much.
You bet.